morning, dear friend. Today is the 19th of June, the year 2011, and we are on the 4 days of the health retreat in Nuthatown, England. Yesterday, we already have opportunity to learn on the art of cooking, eating, sleeping, breathing, and so on. And today, we will continue how to listen to our body, practice mindfulness in our daily activity. Especially, we learn how to live harmony with our body or with the nature, follow the circadian rhythm of the universe. If we can do that, if we can get along with that, we will have a healthy life, and we can contribute a lot to ourselves, to our family, society, and the whole world. As you see on the board, we have the timing for the body to do its job accordingly to the circadian rhythm of the universe. That's why in the art of eating, we are talk about why we should not have a big meal and late dinner. The reason, because if we have a big meal at dinner, the food will remain in our stomach at least 3 hours. And if we have dinner at 6 o'clock, it may be okay, because after 3 hours, all the food be get kicked out the stomach already. So, and then from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the time for the lymphatic system go around to check and do the cleansing. So if we eat big dinner with a lot of protein and fast or oily meal, the food will retain in the stomach longer, especially when we have a dinner later than 6 or 7 p.m. 9 o'clock is the time for the lymphatic system to start its job for cleansing. If the food still remains in our stomach, it cannot do its job. So if the lymphatic cannot do its job, so the whole GI tract system gets stuck, and then it has only 2 hours to finish all its stuff. After 11 p.m., supposed to be all of the lymphatic system be clean and clear, so that at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., gallbladder will continue its work at cleansing its duct and all of surrounding network. So if the stomach not cleans up and the lymphatic system not clean up, no space available for the gallbladder to dump out his stress. And after 1 a.m. is the time for the liver to clean. So the lymphatic system cannot cleanse up all the dirty stuff in our body, in our GI tract. There is no space available for the gallbladder to dump out its trash. There is no space available for the liver to dump out all the bad material to get rid out our body. So that means all the stress, all the toxins still remain in there, and it gets stuck. And the other reason why we need to have a dinner early and not too big meal, because yesterday we already learned about the art of sleeping, right? And we recommend the bedtime to go to bed around 10 p.m. midway. Because we need to lay down for the muscle to relax, to let the lymphatic system have an opportunity to go around to check and to clean easier. If we're not going to lay down and we're still walking, it's harder for the lymphatic system to go around to check and to clean our body. And then after 6 hours of cleansing continuously from the whole lymphatic system to the headquarter of our digestive system and immune system, our energy channel almost clean and have a space available. And usually at this time, all of our gland get ready to secrete the hormone. And that's why that is the time we usually have the highest level of all of the hormone in our body. As well as that is a good time for the life force in the universe to penetrate in our body through all of the energy channel to fill up or to recharge our battery. So if we not follow the circadian rhythm of our body in harmoniously with the nature, all of this process gets stuck, and all the toxin, all the obstruction still remain in our body. The hormone cannot be flow all around in our body. The life force, the energy in the nature cannot be filled up our channel. Our battery cannot be fully recharged, so we don't have enough energy to carry out the task for the next day. And also in the art of sleeping, yesterday we learned that we should wake up around at 4 a.m. in the bedtime. Why? Because again, that is a middle way. The time from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. that is the time the nature arrives, the positive life force, to help our body to extract all the bad air, the dust, air in our lung at the bottom of our lungs or in other cavity. Because during the night time we lay out flat, right? And we already learned the earth gravity will pull out whatever heavy material, the air lightly, so we're floating up. So it will get stuck along our belly or our muscle. And also during the sleeping time, our heart rate and breathing rate very slow. So it cannot push out all of the dead air at the bottom of our lung because we lay flat. So if we not wake up before 5 p.m., all of the dead air still remain in our body. And with the support of the life force from the nature to suck out all that one. But if we still remain laying down flat, it's much harder for all that air to get out our body. So we need to wake up around 4:30 or later, 4:45. So this is we are cheating, right? Instead of midway, now we go to on the last minute. But at least when we start to wake up, our heart rate, breathing rate will be faster. Also, we will sitting up, right? When we're sitting up, automatically the air will flow up and it gets out easier by the help from the nature to suck it out. So when it already coming out slowly, okay, we take a little bit more time from the next interval. See, we do cheating here.
Yeah.
But actually, 4 a.m. midway is the best time. So that is first thing. The other thing, the whole our body connect to each other, so it look like a border. If we had a burden, we plug on the top, it cannot get anything out at the bottom, right? Because it's vacuum. So if we not wake up early to let the dead air floating out on the top, it look like okay, this bottle gets stuck because we had a button okay to hold for the top. When we wake up, we sitting up, we standing up, the earth gravity will pull down whatever heavy down. So it will help all the fishes go along and get out. So on the top, open the bladder and let it out. At the bottom, open this one and get rid of this one. So everything clean, right? The material as well as the air or the invisible energy. But if we're not doing that, the top portion gets stuck. The last bottom, the bottom part gets stuck. So what happens? The dead air, high concentration of carbonic will re-penetrate into our bloodstream. The bad smell, the high concentration of toxin in here and in the bladder will re-penetrate into our bloodstream. So waste of the time for all the time for the lymphatic system and all this one to do its job over the night. It tries to suck out instead of eliminate, puts it out our body. Now it re-penetrate into our bloodstream. so waste on the energy and on the time. See, so that's why listen to our body, follow the circadian rhythm of our body and nature. We will have a lot of support and we will get along easily. And if we're doing that, after 7 a.m., the top portion clear, the bottom portion clear. So everything out. Now is the time to check in. 7 to 9 a.m. is the time for the new absorption. That means the new food to be accepted. So follow the circadian rhythm will help us to live harmoniously with the nature, have a healthy life, and contribute to the preservation or protection of our planet. Because if we go astray again, that means we preserve the bad, the dead air or the toxin in our body. If our body not well, that means the nature will be not good, because it correlates, it interbeing, it mutually affect each other. And also, as you see here, at the lunchtime, usually the Buddha recommend the Buddha and the Sangha usually eat lunch at the time before noon. That means the middle way from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Why? Because that is the time, even though we eat the normal food, the lower level, but in that period of time, with the assistance of the life force in the nature, all of that food will be converted from the lower level into higher level at the highest rate. And it goes directly to support our heart and our mind. Our heart represents for loving kindness and compassion. Our mind represents for wisdom or insight. That's why in the old time, the Buddha and the Sangha just eat only one meal per day, but it's enough to nourish everyone in a healthy state. And also to become a real perfect Buddha, we have two characteristics: loving kindness and compassion in correlate with wisdom and insight. Both of that have to be parallel and balanced. If on one side more than the other, okay, only one aspect, it's not enough to become a Buddha. So that's why the lunchtime is the perfect time when we eat around the time between 11:30 to 12:30. And then after that, you see it's the time for transfer the energy down to the lower and the lower part of our body. That's why the Buddha not recommend the Sangha eating much in the evening, because in the morning, you see, usually it is a time for the energy to flow up. So whatever light, whatever purified, will floating up on the air. So that uses the time for the angel or the deva to eat and to do the devotion or dana to the Buddha or all direction or to human being. And lan thai is the thai for the Buddha and the Sangha or the divine people. Later in the evening is the thai for the lower realm, and usually that is the animal or the hungry god. That's why we need to concentrate our meal at lunchtime in the main meal for the day. Breakfast lighter and dinner much lighter. And we need to keep in mind and follow this one as much as possible. And if we can follow that, we will see our life change totally and we have a healthy state and contribute to the to a society in a harmonious way. For the warning sign, we don't have enough time to go over all this one, so I just try to mention some important one. It can be the helpful sign to prevent severe condition or death for ourselves and for our relatives or friends. First, whenever you see a person all of a sudden he or she fell, and when he stand up, his smile no longer straight, it will go aside. We know that easy. But there is some case it seems to normal. The patient fall and get up after 5 minutes, after 3 minutes. And even though the patient not really recognize any change in his body. But if we not realize that as soon as possible, I have some patient pass away after 48 hours. The reason because if a person have a history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetic, we usually have a medication, or at least we have a checkup every year or every 6 months, so he know he have some problem. But for people never have a history of cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, or stroke, or TIA, whatever. So when they have a party, they have a picnic, maybe just a little bit over fun, over enjoyment, and the pressure is going up, the nerve be overstimulated. That person just fell. And after 4 or 5 minutes, or even though only 1 or 2 minutes, he stands up. And everything seems normal, but actually it's not. In that case, whenever you see a person just fall and stand up, you have at least 3 signs to check the patient. First, you ask the patient to smile. If that person cannot smile normally, the lip go aside, or the lip cannot perform the regularly smile. Okay, that is one sign. The second one, you ask the patient to say something, maybe repeat a very simple sentence, or maybe just say something very simple. If the patient cannot talk regularly, normally, that is the second sign. The third one, you ask that person to write up his left arm. If he writes his arm up and he feels pain, or he cannot write his arm up, that means the third sign. If one of that is positive, so the patient have an indication of brain stroke. If you want for sure, you ask the patient open his mouth and look at his tongue. If his tongue no longer flat and it bent, and the tip of his tongue it go aside, that definitely the patient already got struck. So call emergency. Let the patient go to the hospital as soon as possible. Secondly, nowadays we have a lot of patients have a condition what we call vertigo, or imbalance or disturbance of the central nervous system. That means when the patient just open his eyes early in the morning or sometime during the day, whenever he move or change the position, he saw all of the how everything surrounding it turn around. It turn around like dizzy, but it's more severe than dizziness. And that's kind of very difficult for diagnostic. And most of the doctors misdiagnose or actually, okay, they don't know what to do. Because sometimes the symptom is severe enough to let the patient faint and fall down for 10 or 15 minutes. Like a dead person. But after 10 or 15 minutes of recovery, the patient will wake up just a little bit tired, but nothing else. When we bring the patient to hospital for checkup, everything from the blood test to CT scan, MRI, most of the patient normal. Unless that patient have a history of some other disease, they may show up, but otherwise, most of the patients will have a normal result. The problem because the central nervous system, especially the parasympathetic system, be stimulated, be stressed too much. So when it have an incident, or maybe a cold wind, any stimulant can cause the patient overstimulate, and the parasympathetic responsible for the heart, the sweat gland, the bladder, the intestine. So when that incident happen, all of the muscle on the nerve be tight, the blood cannot flow, and the patient faint and fall down. So in that case, we just let the patient lay flat, and we can rub gently in the back of the neck, in the middle of the palm, and in the central below the nose, and let the patient lay quietly, don't move the patient until the patient awake, or at least the patient can breathe again. Don't move the patient before the patient can re-breathe or wake up again. It will damage our nervous system and brain. The other thing, when you or your relative losing weight or gaining weight too fast, accept in the time for fasting purification. We allow to lose about 4 to 5 kilograms per week maximum during the fasting purification if you are overweight. And if you have a lot of extra fluid in your body, otherwise the skinny people don't have anything extra to lose like me. Even though after a week of fasting, I may lost only about 1.5 to 2 kilograms maximum. So don't worry when you lose your weight during the fast for purification or losing weight. Just let it go down slowly and it will be okay. Otherwise, whenever we are living in the normal condition and then we see that we are losing weight more than 4 or 5 kilograms per month, should taking care and look carefully to see what's going on or check up with the medical personnel. Also, the other sign symptom of urinary tract infection, whenever you see that you have a frequency of urination with the sign of burning, sometimes have blood on any sediment, you should check, follow up 1 to 2 days, and we will learn how to check and how to correct that one by some herbal medicine or some massage technique. If after 2 or 3 days the signs symptoms not improve, and then we seek for help from the medical assistant. And another point, check our heart rate. It's supposed to help to exercise, to train our heart to have a high heart rate during the exercise, to let it blood be pumped out as much as possible, to help the aorta and all of the artery be dilated and contract as much as possible. It also, with that force, it will help to push or to clear any obstacle, any cholesterol stick along the blood vessel wall. So when we exercise, the formula for increase the heart rate appropriately is 220, you minus your current age. And if you can perform minimum 60 to 80% of that, supposed to be appropriate. 220 minus your current age. And if you can perform minimum 60 to 80% of that, you are okay. But and then after 10 minutes of relaxation, your heart rate has to come back to normal. So that is a way to train for our heart and our blood vessel. For example, you are 50. Now, you take 220. You minus 50, you still have 170. Minimum of 60% of 170 is 102. So when we exercise, our heart rate has to go from 70 or 75 up to minimum 102 to 130. And after 10 minute break, it has to go back to 70 or 75.
How high does it go, did you say, when you exercise?
Minimum 60 to 80% of that number. So if we exercise, but our heart rate cannot rise up to the minimum 60% of that, that means it's not enough. It's not half enough when we had a problem. Or if it can rise up to that number, minimum 60%, but after 10 minute break, it cannot get back to the normal heart rate. That is another problem too. So we need to train and we need to select the appropriate exercise to help our heart and our blood vessel. When we do that appropriately, it's not only to help the circulation system, it will help the immune system, the digestive system, and all other system organ in our body, because the blood will flow faster evenly to all to throughout our body. It will carry the energy, the nutrition, the oxygen, the immune factor, as well as carry out the byproduct, the toxin from the cell or the organ back to the urinary tract or the digestive tract to be pushed out of our body. And then otherwise, when we not exercise, but all of a sudden our heart rate increase above the regular heart rate, we have to listen and observe to see what is the stimulant to cause that. And if we can identify that, we will learn slowly to eliminate or minimize to expose to that. And also, we will learn how to calm our nerve to regulate our heartbeat. Otherwise, if we not mindful enough to recognize that, it will get used to that, and all of the electrical signal will mess up, and we will have arrhythmia, or we will have a high heart rate continually, and the consequence of that is high blood pressure or heart attack. The other thing, whenever you have the feeling of abdominal distension, indigestion, or constipation, we will learn how to monitor, how to solve the constipation issue. But if you have the problem with that awfully, we need to fast or to stop eating for a few days to observe what's going on in our intestinal system. especially usually the large intestine and the liver area. The stomach area is very easy to detect any problem because it's very, very sensitive to any signal, any stimulant, any stress. But the liver, the large intestine, okay, it responds slower and it deeper. And as we already learned yesterday, when we eat incorrectly, drink incorrectly, it becomes coagulate and it will get stuck along the bile duct, the large intestine, and most of the time people have the tumor or the cancer in this area, because it have the folding and it close together. If we not discover it early, and then the intestinal wall will be disbanded and it become thinner and it will get stick to each other. So even though when we see this large intestine, it's close to the small intestine, we see it very close, it's only a few centimeters. But actually when it stick together and we have to cut at least a few about 30 to 40 centimeters, because our intestine is going zigzag. So when it sits close like that, but when we cut to remove the tumor or the wall gets stick together, it has to remove the whole section, and it cut at least about 2 to 3, sometimes 40 centimeters. And if we not discover early, it may stick together more and more, and the obstruction will be more severe. And if the intestine had a problem, the blood system, the circulation system will have a problem. So listen to our body when we had a feeling of unusual, abnormal, undigestion, distension. Especially in women, sometimes it alternates. Some day constipation, the other day diarrhea. Because it be affected by the hormone, and that is the nature of the disease. So it's very hard to treat the irritation bowel disease in women. So at early as possible, if we detect, we can correct it easily and make sure we learn how to listen as soon as possible, and we correct by diet, not use medication, because our body already overwhelming with all the toxin in the body. Now when we use medication, that means we put more toxin into the system and make the burden become heavier. This is a few common disease. For the first one, that is too young, you not belong to this group, so don't worry. For the second group, 30 to 50, most women still have premenstrual syndrome. That means pain before or the first few days of period or irregular period if you not use the birth control or the hormone. Urinary tract infection, peptic ulcer disease, and also around 48, 50, 52, modern women will have. So far, the women around the age of 48 to 52, it will have post-menopause syndrome, hot flash, mood swing, so on and so on. And then because of that, it start to have the cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, uterine cancer, irritation bowel disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, depression, mood swing, atherosclerosis. All this one relate to the post-menopause syndrome. And for above 50, high blood pressure, diabetes, lymphedema, hepatic ulcer disease, urinary tract infection, cardiovascular disease, uterine cancer, lung cancer, and dehydration, constipation, atherosclerosis, and Alzheimer. Tomorrow we will talk about all the way to prevent, as well as you, the food we eat on a daily basis, rotate it so it can protect all our organs in our body to prevent all its signs and symptoms. And also, for the young generation, especially your sibling at the teenager and older, be careful with nowadays. We have the transgender, the food we eat, and now we already learned we have four different kinds of food, and that will contribute a lot to this condition now. What is transgender?
Transgender.
Transgender, that means they change, instead of man, it becomes girl.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It changed, and it's not like in the old time. In the history of a few thousand years ago, it happened in men only, not in women. The reason, because in the old time, when they have some deep or isolated monastery, and usually at that time, only men allowed to be monastic, not women. And only in all the religion, only Buddhism have less effect of that, because Buddhist philosophy always go in middle way, nothing too extreme. Secondly, only Buddhist philosophy liberate the human being completely, not be attached to anything. For other religions, they usually go to certain level. For example, they say God is the Brahma in the maximum, and they still be attached to certain object, to the creator. But Buddhist philosophy liberate everyone to the maximum level. As well as the Buddhist philosophy show you the way to transform the energy, the sexual energy, into the energy of liberation, not suppress, not deny. But other religion, they either suppress, deny, or get attacked. That's why the more you suppress, the stronger force it fight you back. So in the old time, that happened in the monastery. But the religious leader, they consider that is a very, very terrible sin. So they kill all of that people. But nowadays,
they killed them. So
yeah,
they killed them.
In the old time, they kill all that one because that is considered the worst of the sin. But now, because the food we eat, the environment we live in, all that support for that. Think about it, for example, the orange, the apple, the grape, they should have the way to transfer that genetic information generation to generation naturally by the seed of that.
Mm.
Now we use genetic alternative. We want to eliminate that.
Mm.
So the fruit no longer have a seed in that. And it, we don't want to write a plant or the fruit from the beginning. We want to use other technology to use the bud and use hormone to stimulate it. That is one way. The other way, for example, if we follow the nature, the winter is the cold weather supposed to have only the fruit or vegetable can survive in that environment to support the energy for the human being or whoever use that. During the winter, during the spring or the summer, it the weather too hot, so that we supposed to have the fruit or the vegetable to relieve the overheat. And then whoever live in whatever area geographic had to use that food. But now we become, we mess up everything. We take the food from this area, we use for the other area, and we write this tree in many different environment, and it no longer has specific capacity and the characteristic of that. So now it looks like when we eat on that one, whatever we eat, we become that one. And also nowadays, you see the second food, television, magazine, internet, phone talk, all kind of terrible source to input that. On the third level, now society support for that, and many, many different directions, and also the channel send out that information overnight, and it get into our unconscious net, the storage conscious net. So all of that food will nourish our body. And if we're not careful, it's not only to change from men to women, but it flips all the time. Sometimes depend on the energy, the field, the magnetic, the electrical magnetic field. That person in the morning act as a man, at noon at the man, but in the evening at the women. So it flip, it change all the time. When it change the mentally, the physical, the psychology, the physiology will change. And it affects not only that person, but it affects the whole society. Yeah. So especially for the young generation, we should take in consideration. For men, we have only one different benign prostate hypertrophy. This is around 45-50. And secondly, men have a higher rate of colon cancer. That's why you see men usually have a big belly than women. But women have a high ratio of fat, the adipose tissue. This afternoon we will talk about why is that and why women have a more cancer and it's more difficult to treat than men.
Excuse me, what did you say the first blood pressure did you say?
No, benign prostate hypertrophy. That means the enlarge of the prostate.
The
other difference is
that
no boots.
I noticed you sat there and looked ahead.
Lucky you, it's not true.
It's not true.
All right, thank you very much.